Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. Well, I can't. I can't see anything. I can see everything. I've got eyes, obviously, but I can't see you. That's what I meant. Big bowl of pasta going in the bin. Forgot to put it in. Forgot to put it in the fridge, so I can't reheat it and do anything with it later. Anyway, so where have I been? I've been here. I've been around. I've been doing stuff, but I've not been posting on Audioboo. I've got bloody 15 odd days of Audio Gravity to catch up on, which is a fracking nightmare. But hey, you know, you have to go for whatever's in your mind at the time, and sitting there doing those every day is cool if you're caught up and if you have links, because there is a bit of preparation to do. You can't just blast into it and do a 10-minute show, 5-10-minute show, and do the links. It takes a good 20-30 minutes to get it posted, tagged. You know, I have to either the night before or a week before collect all the links together. So it just takes a bit of time. It's not an instant thing. It's not a quick thing. So I do apologise for not doing that. I know some people are waiting for me to catch up on it, and I'm going to try and do at least, what should we say, be realistic, 4 or 5 today, catch up. What else I've got to tell you? Just been super busy with this Conkers project, and it's getting really quite exciting now. Mainly because I'm learning loads of new stuff about Wi-Fi in terms of radioing Wi-Fi from one place to another. And I'm really excited about interviewing a guy who has installed fibre at a football stadium, and he's piping it from the football stadium down to, I think, did he say the visitors area or where the training ground is or something? And then he's also feeding from an aerial on top of this stadium to a community village line of sight, God knows how many miles away, and then feeds that to the whole village. And they pay from like $11.99 up to, I think he said £30 for 10 meg up, 10 meg down. I mean, 30 quid a month. I mean, that's just a bargain, isn't it? We're not talking, you know, slow as you like DSL. We're talking 10 meg up, 10 meg down, 30 quid, bargain. So I'm getting pretty excited because this guy can basically get fibre in anywhere. He was telling me that sometimes they can't put the fibre in straight away, so they have to microwave it across, and then they gradually, as the fibre's laid, they just take out the microwave link and then they're up and running. But yesterday, me and Emma went round various parts of the site, Conkers itself, and it's all splintered into various places. There's Conkers, there's a youth hostel, not a youth hostel, well, it's a hostel, but it's not a youth hostel, which is totally eco. It's got like solar panels on the side of it, it's got a nice bar. You can stay over there. It's like 20, 25 quid. Unfortunately, it's booked up for the weekend of the first Conker tweet up, which is a bit annoying because we have to look around for other places. There is a caravan park on the back. There is this little place that we went to last, which was a holiday a holiday company involved with cabins, you know, like wood cabins in the middle of forests, all dotted around the UK. Unfortunately, they don't seem to have any locally, which is a bit weird. But I noticed, Emma suggested we go in there, but I noticed that they had lots of phones on the desks and it was a call centre set up. And so I'm thinking that they've got voice over IP there. Today, I get a phone call from Steve saying that he's spoken to them and supposedly they've got a big server room, and the word fibre was mentioned. Now, if this is the case, I don't know what sort of fibre connection they've got in there, but if we can, and because it is part of the National Forest, but a splinter group, maybe there's some way of us getting either a feed in there or piggybacking on top of that. If that happens, and if it is fibre and they've got enough connection, it would be amazing, because I'm thinking high definition video streaming from the amphitheatre. There's just so much scope for it. There's buildings next door to it that are not in use. They could be sort of brought into use. We could put a plan together for a co-located space. Very difficult to get a co-located space off the ground. But if I sort of went and took the approach that Jelly does, where you pay X amount of money per month, and they make, you know, sustainable food on site available for breakfast. You have people turn up, you hot desk so that people can just, you know, drop in, work in the heart of the National Forest with this super chunky fibre connection. I think people would be well interested. I'd move there. I would. I'd sell the house. I would get a caravan, and I would like. And this is what's cool about it. And something weird has changed in my mindset. And I think it's come from sort of optimizing, down to the bare minimum. And that is that you can still have a bloody good life without all that sort of stressful crap. I mean, things like letters coming through the door, you know, adverts for supermarkets and stuff, they wind me up now. It winds me up when the letterbox goes. Anyway, so yeah, it was interesting yesterday because Moira's hardly got any internet connectivity or a fast internet connectivity at all. So we went to 4 or 5 locations around Conkers. We went to Moira Furnace. We checked the internet there. They were on Demon and it was terrible. And, you know, none of these places seem to talk to each other. They're all in this small area, but nobody talks to each other. So you've got Conkers. You've got this place next door, which we hope's got fibre. You have the YHA. And you also have on the back of the YHA, the caravan park. And the caravan park's just had internet, but it's still very slow. And they pay, people pay a certain amount of money to have a ticket for the internet. I was asking all sorts of questions yesterday. You're allowed to stay on that caravan park for 28 days. And I said to her, is it possible for me to like stay for 28 days and then drive off and then drive back on again and stay another month? And she looked at me funny, but you know, you have to ask these questions, don't you really? So I'm pretty excited because not only could it be a hub for tweet-up, sustainability, eco, hyper-local in terms of pulling together all these farmers and bakers and people doing fantastic local stuff, but it could also be the vehicle to get these people communicating to each other. You know, they've all got these places that have a certain amount of footfall depending on events, but I think if they interoperated and talked to each other using social media to get themselves out there and their products out there, I think that we could take something like this from Conkers and put a case forward about, you know, distributing internet from Conkers outwards to various villages, towns, communities, and then document all that, literally document the effects of what it's having on business to be able to look at live video streams. You know, what happens to a local economy when they have this level of speed? And you know, I think one of the things that I'm going to come across is that people will not know what to do with that sort of speed. They'll be able to do a lot more, like watch downloads and stuff, and watch films. But also, if we can get them to be producing content as well. My first idea was that if you have this access points all over the park, the kids and the people that are coming into Conkers, they are your media machine. You give them all an iPod Touch, one of the new Touches with an iPhone with a camera in it. They can shoot video, take pictures. I think you can take pictures. I don't know if it's just video. It might just be just video. But you can have, you know, you can literally have them producing content as they walk around the place. They could either rent it out, or they could buy access for the internet and do it with their own stuff that they've got. Maybe they've got Nokia phones. Maybe we could talk to Nokia about getting some sort of pack of 10 phones that are ready to go with Quick or Bamuser, where literally people go out and they interview their family, or they film stuff on the train, and it's all current, it's all up to date, and it can all be mashed together, and people can send those bits of content that they recorded to a site and then grab them later, or send them to friends, or post them on Facebook. It's massive. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I'm also pretty excited about my bacon bagel I'm about to have. So enough waffling, and I'll speak to you in a bit.